Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special episode of This Is Why We Stand, our Veterans Day edition. I am your host, Joe Arcino, and I'm so happy to have my friend Mike Doody with us once again. Anyone who's been a regular of the program has seen Mike Doody before, owner of Trinity Fitness and Nutrition right in Rye, New York, Army combat veteran. Him and I have done many different things together. If you've seen the This Is Why We Stand documentary, you know Mike's story is in there. So Mike, Veterans Day right now, I'm so glad that you're on here. It really means a lot to have you on the program, especially today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, Mike. Now, I mean, I think you have to start a segment like this, especially with the world we're in today, with the pandemic and everything like that. You know, for you, I always talk about how proud I am of all everything you do. You know, you are the spirit of perseverance. Everything that you do, you so many people follow you and really depend on you, and you just have such a great iron spirit about you. What have these past months been like for you, overcoming challenges, you know, in everything you've had to deal with as a business owner, as a father, as a husband? What has these past months been like for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, being a business owner is kind of a lot like being a leader in the military. You have to be very innovative and adaptive. And these past couple months have helped my business partner. We've had to switch over to a hybrid model right when this started. And luckily, we were kind of on top of the ball when this all started, because we were talking about it a few years before this pandemic even happened, switching over to a hybrid model, because I just saw the industry going that way. So we did, and, you know, which is a virtual model for anyone who doesn't understand that. And we started making content left and right. We started putting out videos of workout routines, putting out videos of, you know, major lifts, different cardio routines that you can do. And we virtually trained everyone. And luckily, and unfortunately, I can't say this about the majority of the industry, but luckily we had a lot of loyal clients who stuck with us throughout, you know, the 7.5 months that we were shut down and mandated to be shut down by the state. But Veterans Day in general is a day that we just honor all of our veterans, both living and dead. And it's unlike Memorial Day, where we honor the sacrifices made by those who pay the ultimate sacrifice. But we still want to honor them on Veterans Day as well, because they were veterans and they still are veterans.
No, I mean, I don't think you could say it any better. And just to go back a minute to, you know, how you guys have adjusted, I really think it was remarkable. And, you know, it's been tough times for so many people, and not everybody has been able to make that adjustment. But I think it really speaks to, you and I have talked so much about leadership. And for you, certainly, you've been in situations where you faced far greater adversity. And when you had bullets coming over and you have to lead men in combat, I don't think there's any more intense way where you could be shaped and molded by adversity. I think certainly, you know, you've really seen, you've done such a tremendous job. And I'm so happy to see life returning to normal at Trinity, and people really, because this has been a great time for people to rediscover themselves, get in shape. It's been a great time for people to start a new chapter. So it's really been great. But now, of course, Veterans Day, you know, I think for younger veterans like you, especially, you know, 9/11 wasn't too long ago that we were just remembering the anniversary. And every generation, it seems like, has a time where there's a time where people need to answer the call. You were a part of the 9/11 generation that answered that generation's call. How do you look at Veterans Day now, you know, where you're removed and time has passed? You know, I think it really speaks volumes. And I always say every generation who answers their generation's call to serve is the best of their generation. So for you, I think that entails you and so many others. But how do you look back on that now today?
Well, I know that myself and many other veterans greatly appreciate that. You know, being called the 1%, and it's really less than 1% that do serve. Veterans Day, it's funny, it snuck up on me this year. I know with all the pandemic stuff going on, yeah, our priorities were a little shifted. But Veterans Day to me, I really look at it with honoring the people who have served before me. And I believe that this is going to go on for generations past us. And right now, we're really ramped down with our war fighting. I mean, most of our military has pulled out of all of the Iraq and Afghanistan being the main places that people know, but we're also deployed in other spots around the whole world. And when I was in, you know, a lot of people don't know this, we were bombing 7 countries at one time, you know, with selective targeting and all that. And that has severely ramped down. And I know a lot of veterans are very happy about that. But to me now, I see a new generation going in, and I think it's great. I really hope that this generation can have the legs to withstand whatever does come, because we all know that it does happen. It does seem like it happens every decade that we do get into a conflict. But I know that, at least for my generation, a lot of our veterans are very tired. A lot of these guys have deployed multiple, numerous, you know, over 10 times, some of them, and they're very tired. But Veterans Day will continue to be a day that I honor those who have not only are currently serving, but who have served before me. And I remember doing that when I was in service. I was almost in awe of these guys that served in Vietnam. And it's really funny. They reciprocated that feeling back to me because they were in awe of what we were doing in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think it just kind of curtails like that.
You know, I really love to hear things like that because I think the Vietnam veteran especially is so appreciative to guys like you who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, because certainly we all know they, when they came home, they did not get the welcome home that they deserved. And I think certainly, you know, they always kind of take it upon themselves, you know, if we had to kind of endure that to make sure that the veterans who come home today get the welcome home, we'll do that. So, you know, I always feel like the Vietnam veteran took that upon themselves and really laid the foundation to make sure that our vets who come home, even in unpopular wars, and look, sometimes people, they blame the war on the warrior, which is just absolutely wrong. Things like that happen with our Vietnam vets. And, you know, for people like you, I know how much it means when you come and you talk to them, and it's a bond. It really is. And Veterans Day at its core is, it's all about gratitude. You said, you know, less than 1% of the population serves, and the amount of people who've actually been in combat is an entirely different story. That's a different world on itself. But gratitude at the end of the day is what it's all about. There's just so many different ways you can express your gratitude. And I think more than anything, it's just not to take what we have for granted. We see so many things happening in the world today, and we are so lucky and blessed to live in this land. And I think so many times there's just far too many people who just take what we have for granted. It's not as sweet as it might look around the world. We are very lucky to have the world we have. And it's because of the generations of veterans who have stood up whenever they've been called upon, like yourself, who've gone and answered the call to serve.
100%. And just like you said, a lot of people pin the war on the warrior, and the military couldn't be farther from an apolitical organization, or couldn't be farther from politics. It's an apolitical organization. And the military in general is. It's got nothing to do with politics. We answer the call of the United States, and that is it.
You can't say it any better. It really is. Well, Mike, you know, I really appreciate your time. I know it's good because you're busy. You've got a lot of action going on, and I hope business continues to stay strong. And when all this is over, you know, we'll have to, I keep telling everybody, we're going to do a big This Is Why We Stand reunion show, where we're going to try to get everybody together, because I think it's more than anything, this has really shown, you know, it makes you really remember and be grateful for all the great times we've had together in person, because life certainly isn't the same when you can't have that one-on-one with somebody. It's just, there's something special and unique about that. So I can't wait until we can be back together and have all our great veterans we've made relationships with. There's nothing better than that.
No, likewise. And I'm very appreciative, and thank you for having me on today. It's awesome that you're keeping the torch aflame, even though we are in the midst of a pandemic. It's great, man. And I know we're going to have a big blowout show.
We absolutely will. And Mike, of course, Veterans Day, thank you for your service and for being such a great friend to me. I've learned so much from you, and getting the chance to show, have your story in my documentary, and just all the wisdom you've showed me, and just the faith you've placed in me to share your story, and just to ask you questions and pick your brain for things. It really means a lot. And I really am proud every day to say that I can call you a friend. So thank you for everything you've done for our country, and wishing you and your family all the very best in everything that's ahead.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much.
You got it. Everyone, I'm Joe Arcino. That's Mike Doody. Stay tuned with us and keep it locked. This is Why We Stand.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.